Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
Do you know something that makes Sonoma County so special is Snoopy?
Yes.
I mean, right?
I know.
I mean,
I know.
Our connection with Charles Schulz and all of the Peanuts characters, including Snoopy, who's on your watch.
Snoopy is on my watch, as is Woodstock. And actually, there's multiple Woodstocks.
Multiple Woodstocks. I thought there was only one Woodstock.
Well, I guess Woodstock has friends.
Oh, he has friends.
Birds
Woodstock and
do
friends.
Flock.
Yeah,
right?
There
Don't
you go. Woodstock and friends. Got it.
My favorite thing about Snoopy is that our airport is named for him.
Right. I know.
Nobody else can claim that.
No.
Nobody has like the Garfield Airport or Calvin and Hobbes Airport. Or
they should.
There's none of that. We have Snoopy.
We do have Snoopy, and it's great if you, I mean, you should come if you're listening outside of Sonoma County. Definitely know the Santa Rosa Airport, STS, if you're looking to book a flight. We have American Airlines that flies in here, Avelo, Alaska Airlines. A great way to come visit us in Sonoma County is a direct flight into Santa Rosa, and you'll be greeted by Snoopy.
And it's so easy and wonderful, and wine flies free.
Wine does fly free.
So you can take wine back with you wherever you're going.
And appropriately, there is a wine bar in the middle of where you're waiting for your, at the gate, when you're waiting to board your flight. So, I mean, it's really, you should probably, if you live here, you should probably go somewhere else so you can fly back into Santa Rosa, or maybe fly out of the Santa Rosa airport, which is great too. And we love, you know, we have a great partnership, obviously, with Alaska Airlines. They do so much for our organization, specifically one of the, our guests today, to just bring it all full circle.
Isn't that amazing?
Got to go to Washington, D.C. With the gift of flight from Alaska Airlines last year. But yeah, the local airport's wonderful.
Do you know what else the Snoopy Airport has?
I think you're going to tell me.
A charcuterie vending machine.
Which is like super good stuff.
It's,
I mean, like that's like good stuff on steroids.
It's a dream.
No, it is. So you get charcuterie plate out of the vending machine and then a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And there you're set.
I mean, we should go there now.
We should. I know. Maybe we just head out.
Maybe we should do this show from the airport.
That's, I know.
Oh, right? Noise.
Oh,
noise.
Yeah. That might be hard. Mm. But there are, I mean, Snoopy actually does, the Peanuts play a big role in our community and culture here. I mean, you get sort of surprise statues and around the community, which is always fun. I'm always like, oh, there's one at the park.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, although I don't really understand why people have Charlie Brown statues.
Yeah, is that what, when they could have Snoopy,
right?
Is what I'm hearing, that everything should be Snoopy.
Yes.
Snoopy's way cuter.
Yes, okay. So,
yes. So, speaking
us,
of
tell us more.
Nothing to do with Snoopy.
Tell us more, or tell us less about Snoopy.
Less about Snoopy, more about other things. So, we are now into September. This is sort of our transition sports month for the Sonoma County Wine Growers, where we are essentially wrapping up, hopefully the team isn't wrapping up, but wrapping up our activations with the San Francisco Giants. So we have a lot of fun stuff. We were this past week at the Cloud Club with a couple of our winery partners pouring for sort of their VIP suite holders. And then we will be back there on the 10th and 11th, so coming up this week. And then also on September 13th, Rodney Strong Vineyards is going to be joining us at the suite level and doing a little wine pouring tasting to guests, fans.
So fun.
Baseball fans.
Because wine is fun.
Because wine is fun.
So and baseball's fun.
And baseball's fun. Snoopy's fun. Wine's fun. Baseball's fun. And then we're just starting to think about all of our activations coming up with the Houston Rockets basketball team. So basketball is going to be starting. It's that time of the year, and we're kicking off with them on October 13th. It's essentially their version of a fan fest, which we do with the Giants every year, where they literally open up the Toyota Center for guests. There'll be players there, partners there, and we will be pouring several Sonoma County wines. So we're excited to kick off the season with them as well. So all things sports and Snoopy.
I mean,
today on The Good Stuff.
It's such a great time of year. It's harvest.
It is.
There's baseball. There's football. There's just about to be basketball.
I know. And you can enjoy wine with all of those things.
Yeah.
As you should.
And you should. Absolutely. This is The Good Stuff. To read The Good Stuff columns, visit SonomaWineGrape.org. So when we come back, we will introduce our guests for the day on the good stuff. On the good stuff, and we have three guests in studio today.
Woo-hoo.
I know, it's full house here at the studio. We're with Jim Pratt, owner of Cornerstone Certified Vineyard, Jose Cervantes, I hope I did that justice, operations supervisor at Cornerstone Certified Vineyard, and we also have Susan Ramirez from Cornerstone, who is here to help translate. Welcome to you all.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say bienvenidos.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm trying. Where do we begin?
Well, I'm super excited about our guest today because, at the end of the day, we're in the middle of harvest and everything starts in a vineyard and nothing happens. We don't get to drink the good wine if we don't have the good grapes, and we don't have good grapes if we don't have incredible farmers like Jim and Jose who are joining us, and operations like Cornerstone that includes Susan, who help us farm here in Sonoma County. So maybe we start with Jim a little bit, just sort of your history and how you got to Sonoma County, and give us all the details.
History, transplant. Well, I'm a transplant. I started... In my schooling, my young day schooling was in Eureka, and then Dad was in the newspaper business, so he went to several different locations. So we did Eureka, and then Vallejo, and then Salinas, and I went to high school and junior college in Salinas, and then when I went up to Humboldt State to get my degree, Mom and Dad moved from Salinas to Santa Rosa. So when I graduated, typical, no job, no money, moved in with Mom and Dad. And started looking for work, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I was either going to be a forest ranger or a teacher, but I didn't want to go back to school, so I decided to get involved with industry. A friend of mine was in the nursery business, and I asked, well, does a degree in botany translate? And he said, yes, it would, so just started looking for nurseries, and I did. I stumbled on to look, went to the Yellow Pages, found nurseries.
Do people out there still know what that is? Anyone
oh
under
my,
20?
I just aged myself.
Have no idea. Yeah. Sorry, Jim. Yeah. Sorry,
whoops.
Just calling that.
I went to the Yellow Pages. Let's see.
That's iPhones and Google for the youngsters out there.
Yeah. I haven't seen Yellow Pages myself in 10 years. So.
Yeah. They were helpful, though.
They were.
Yes. It was like Google in a book.
Right. At your house.
And you could see it. Mm-hmm. So I looked up nurseries, stumbled on to a nursery called Sonoma Grapevines, which is a grape grafting nursery run by Rich Cundy. And he and I hit it off, and I stayed there for 15 years. So I got into the nursery business before I got into the vineyard business. We were making baby grapevines for vineyards, and then Rich helped me get set up in a vineyard down the road.
What brought you to study botany in the first place, though?
I have no freaking idea.
Yes.
Well, to be honest, I was going to do a degree in wildlife management, which is kind of an oxymoron. And I thought, I'm not sure I could get a job afterwards. And that most likely was a government-type job, and those jobs were few and far between at the time. So I knew I wanted to be in the sciences, and I was very much in love with forestry and botany, so I just decided on botany. Liked plants and liked flowers, and figured that could translate into either further studies or something out in the field.
Mm-hmm. And it has.
It's not a direct correlation to horticulture or viticulture, but it's close. Yeah.
And so just talk a little bit about, because we're talking about the youngsters out there that may not know, but Richard Cundy is a very important figure and has an incredible legacy, him and Sarah Lee,
right,
in our community and certainly in grape growing and agriculture. Will you just talk a little bit about them and what they've done for Sonoma County?
With pleasure. Yeah, Rich was one of my best friends, and he was part of the Cundy legacy that I believe started in Geyserville with Lewis Cundy, but they moved to Kenwood, and they have Cundy Wildwood Vineyards. So the Cundys, I believe they're fifth or sixth generation farmers now, and Rich and his two brothers, Bob and Fred, and then another brother, Lou, who didn't work on the ranch, and his sister, Sis, were the people, the Cundys that I worked with when I started working for Rich, because they were a very close-knit family operation. And this was long before they had Cundy Winery. They had Wildwood Vineyards, and then they expanded in the early 80s to pick up Kennybrook, which was a cattle ranch. And then they planted another 500 or 600 acres there. And in the meantime, Rich was running, he was actually at one point was the executive director of North Coast Grape Growers. He got out of Davis, went to work for his brothers for a little bit. That lasted about 6 months. He said, I love my brothers, but I can't work for them. Yeah. And then he went to work for North Coast Grape Growers as the executive director. And then, I'm not sure the exact transition, but then became a major partner in Sonoma Grapevines, took that over as the operating partner and turned it into the largest grapevine grafting nursery in the United States. So he was well connected in the county, but by default, by being a grapevine grafting nursery, there's only six or seven nurseries in California. So you get your vines from one of those six. So Rich knew everybody. And besides being so well connected here, he was a name and a force throughout California. And then, so I went to work for him in 1980, back when we had Yellow Pages. and we listened to KZST on a small little radio that we bought at, Rich bought at Walmart. No, actually, it was Kmart. Kmart, which sadly burned six or seven years ago, right? So we worked out of that office there, and then over time, as I say, we developed a really close friendship. I was the best man in his wedding when he married Sarah Lee Cundy, which was sort of the merging of two dynamic ag families, the McClellans. Sarah Lee McClellan was part of a dairy family, a notable dairy farm family in, they started in Marin County and then saw the light and moved to Sonoma County, went to Two Rock, and Rich and Sarah Lee met through the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. Sarah Lee was running that. They dated for about 6 months, married, and then the rest was history, and they became a very dynamic force in Sonoma County agriculture.
Yeah, and helped found the Russian River Wine Growers. We're very close with the Dutton family.
Right.
Warren and Sarah Lee, I know, did a lot together. And I always know in my early experience, 12 years ago when I started, Sarah Lee was so involved, and sadly they've both passed at this point. But 12 years ago when Sarah Lee was very active in Russian River and very active just in Sonoma County, I remember I would have to go sort of negotiate. I would try to slow some programs down or maybe not do the expansion. I was going to go in and really like slow stuff down, and next thing I know I walked away and I was doing even more. We were going faster. It was going to be a bigger deal, a bigger event. There was, and I always be like, I got Sarah Lee'd today.
Yeah, for sure.
There was no slowing her down.
No,
she was a force, and she's still a force. They have a Cundy, Rich and Sarah Lee fund, and we're still, and I'm part of that with Tim Tesconi and Christine Margetz, and we're still funding various ag education programs throughout Sonoma County.
Which, Jim, is a great transition to one of our other guests today, because one of the programs that endowment funds is our Leadership Academy through our foundation.
Great program.
And Jose has been a part of that Leadership Academy. But maybe we just, Jose, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I know Susan's going to help us do some translation, too.
Dinos poquito de ti.
Mi nombre es José Cervantes. Yo vine aquí muy joven. Vine en 1988.
My name is José Cervantes, and I came here when I was very young in 1988.
Mm. Llegué al estado de Oregon.
I came to Oregon.
Empecé a trabajar en los pinos de Navidad.
I started working at a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, yeah. Empecé a trabajar aquí, entonces después empecé a trabajar también como en el estado de Oregon hay mucho de otros países que son de Rusia.
Okay. And afterwards, I started working with other people. There are a lot of people from Russia in Oregon.
Sí, hay muchas fresas.
And there's a lot of strawberries.
Raspberries.
Okay. Raspberries.
Pepinos.
Cucumbers.
Y después empecé a trabajar con una compañía de uva que se llama Vinifera. Fue cuando empecé a envolver aquí en la industria de la uva.
He started working with a company, Vinifera, with grapes.
Primero se llamaba Agritop. Después cambió Epitop.
Agritope.
Okay.
Not to take away from Jose, but I transitioned from Sonoma grapevines and I went to a green grafting, a different type of grape grafting nursery. It was green grafting, herbaceous grafting. It was very cutting edge at the time. The technology was brilliant, but it economically didn't pay, and there was a lot of issues with it, and they're still trying to perfect it. But Jose went to work for Agritope, which was a company that did one of the first oral HIV tests in the 80s and late 80s, early 90s. And then they had an agriculture division, which was called Vinifera, which was green grafting, herbaceous grafting. And Jose was the greenhouse supervisor up there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aquí empecé. Ustedes saben, empezamos como todo el agricultor que viene. Empecé como un trabajador normal.
He just started as a basic laborer, a regular laborer in the...
Y realmente me sorprendió porque entramos como 50 personas a trabajar que nos dijeron que eran por 6 meses.
He said he was surprised that they started out with 50 people and they told him it was just for 6 months.
Cuando se completaron estos 6 meses empezaron a despedir toda la gente.
So, cuando se terminó...
6 meses.
Uh-huh. So when the 6 months were over...
Se empezó a descansar toda la gente.
They started laying off all the people.
Yo fui a hablar a la oficina qué pasaba conmigo, que no recibía mi cheque. Dije, ¿qué pasa?
He went to the office and asked them, because he hadn't received his paycheck, and asked them, what's going on with me and where's my paycheck?
Sí, where's the money?
Yeah. Yeah. The money. Yeah. Entonces me habló.
Give me the money.
Peter Lenz. ¿Sí es Lenz?
Yeah, Peter.
Peter Lenz habla conmigo, me dice, tú hazte para allá. No te necesito aquí en la oficina, tú hazte para un lado.
Peter Lenz sent him away and said, I don't need you here at the office.
Y aquí fue como me quedé trabajando después de 50 personas, me quedé nada más yo trabajando en esta nursería.
So then he was the only person left. After all the 50 people were laid off, he stayed and he was the only person left.
Y realmente yo cuando empecé a trabajar en esta industria, creo que me enamoré de esto que es, no sé, me llamó mucho la atención que otros trabajos, yo tenía la oportunidad de ir a otros trabajos, pero me llamó mucho la atención de esto de la lo que es las...
This industry called me. He doesn't understand why, but it called him, and he said he had opportunity to do other jobs, but he just fell in love with this industry and wanted to continue.
Y después, desde en ese tiempo, empecé a conocer en el 95 a Jim Pratt.
He met Jim Pratt in 1995.
Él trabajaba también como trabajaba aquí en Vinifera. Iba a visitar allá también la otra nursería en Oregon, y empezamos a platicar con él. Y
Jim would come to Oregon and go to the nursery where Jose worked, and they started talking to each other.
Y después, pues, tuvimos una conversación con él. Estuve viniendo yo a trabajar aquí, a Vinifera, aquí como por 2 o 3 meses estaba en un hotel, y regresaba a Oregon.
He would come here to Sonoma County to work for Vinifera and stay in a hotel, and he knew Jim here, so he had someone to talk to.
Y me dice, ¿quieres trabajar conmigo? Le digo, sí.
Jim asked him if he wanted to come work with him, and he said, yeah, absolutely.
Sí, me gustó mucho aquí el condado de Sonoma. Realmente desde entonces me enamoré de este condado y aquí sigo trabajando.
He fell in love with Sonoma County, and he's still here, and he still loves it.
Desde el 1999, él empezó a hacer su propia compañía de afuera del field, y entonces pensé yo, dije... Pues ya sé tener la nursería, ya sé crecer, sé todo esto. Digo, ¿por qué no aprendo lo que es la agricultura afuera? ¿Cómo? Porque empecé a conocer desde los babies, que les dice uno, a crecer todo hasta la producción.
So he came to work with Jim and Jim's company in 1999, and he already knew quite a bit from working in the nursery, but he wanted to learn more about working outside in the field.
Y realmente me ha gustado mucho que empiezo desde a trabajar, desde empecé a trabajar con él desde esprayador, a formar los files. Él empezó también pequeño, empezó a crecer y hasta ahorita sigo con él, sigo muy contento. Y realmente yo le digo a él, Jim, tú has sido mi mentor, me has dado una oportunidad grande en mi vida. Y
he started working doing spraying for Jim and then just kept learning and learning, and he told Jim that you have been my mentor, and he continues learning.
Y pues hace en el 2019 parece que entré a la academia y fue una oportunidad también grande para mí.
He went to the academy and he believes it was 2019, and that was a great opportunity for him.
So we're going to need to take a quick break, and that's a perfect breaking point because we want to hear all about the Leadership Academy and the experience, and then Harvest when we come back on The Good Stuff.
We are back on The Good Stuff with our three guests from Cornerstone Certified Vineyard. We have Jim Pratt, Jose Cervantes, and Susan Ramirez. And Carissa, you're
about to do something really important.
Yeah, you've got a bottle in your hand, and you look ready to open it.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here it is. There you go. It's a screw cap, which I love.
Yes.
Okay, and tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Jim. This is Kathleen Inman's. Inman Family Wines 2019 Pratt Vine Hill Vineyard Chardonnay. It's a small 3-acre vineyard. An acre and a half is Chardonnay, an acre and a half is Chardonnay, and an acre and a half is Pinot. And the vineyard is a registered increase block. It's back to my nursery days when I was working with Rich. It is material that comes from UC Davis, and when we prune in the winter, we document and keep all the pruning separate by clone, and then sell them to nurseries, and those go to grafted grapevines, which are issued with a certified clean stock certificate. So this, besides producing great grapes, it produces great cuttings, too. And Kathleen and
Salute.
James.
Salute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cheers.
Sorry.
Cheers. Cheers.
You know I can't wait. Didn't interrupt you, but right. Salute.
No worries. So this is three clones. It's clone 28, the very famous Mount Eden clone, which was selected by Paul Masson ages ago, and in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And then it's also the Robert Young clone, which is another very famous grape grower up in Alexander Valley. He selected a clone out of his vineyard, sent it to Davis, and had it cleaned up. And then there's also a little bit of On Top 96, which is the FPS Foundation Plant Service Program of UC Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So
lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, she does a good job. We're really happy to work
delicious.
With her.
Delicious.
Yes, it's delicious.
So when we were about to take a break, Jose was just talking about the Leadership Academy. So I just wanted to, for context for everyone, our foundation, De Los Vineyards, Voice of the Vineyards. Right, Jose?
Sí, sí. Sí, la voz de los viñedos.
Yes, see what he said.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. La voz de los viñedos.
What, what he said. So that is a program I'm so proud of. Our foundation, we started a leadership academy a couple of years ago, really to give incredible employees like Jose, who work with our vineyards here, work with our grapes, our stewards of our land, a chance to learn and develop further their skills in communication and leadership, understanding more about just Sonoma County and the resources available here, and a chance, really importantly, to network and meet their peers in other farming organizations and other ranches and other viticultural organizations. So Jose was part of our very first class. He was also one of our employees of the year a couple of years ago through the foundation. So he's basically a rock star, if you're not getting this.
Yep. But rock maybe, star in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock star in a cowboy and he is wearing the cowboy hat. So he's like basically got it all.
Yep.
But Jim, maybe why don't you just talk a little bit about, because you nominated Jose for Employee of the Month, which then led to his nomination for Employee of the Year, which he won, and then it went on to the Leadership Academy. So tell us why Jose and what he means to your organization, maybe to start.
Jose and I have been working together since.
And I can tell you're choked up now. Look at that.
Yeah, he's emotional. He's the backbone of the company. He's a great leader, a great viticulturalist, and a great manager. So when we're out in the field, we have a really good crew that works for us. We're a small vineyard management company, and Jose came on after Vinifera, and when we were working together at Vinifera, he had some very responsible positions in the greenhouse, and then when we both came down to do Vinifera in Petaluma, and that company sort of faded away. I went out and did my vineyard management company in 97, 98. It was 98. And so I was starting with a very small amount of clients, and then Jose came on in 99 and was doing spraying and irrigation for us. And I could just see right away that his leadership skills were outstanding. So his managerial skills were great, his leadership skills were great, his people skills were great, and viticulture was fantastic. So he was somebody that we really wanted to keep in the company and expand the company with his help. And we did that. And we went from a 100-acre vineyard management company to 300. We're still small, but Jose has been key on that. And then part of our growing was when Carissa and Grape Growers Foundation came up with the Leadership Academy, which was really a brilliant idea to take key people within each company, each management company, each vineyard in Sonoma County, and then bring them to a new level of leadership, management, education in the industry, and then beyond the industry as well, sort of more of incorporation on all of Sonoma County, and it's been really vital. So Jose was a leader in that. I knew he was a good guy, but he sort of stepped up and became one of the spokesmen for the first inaugural
category. He's a leader of the leaders.
Yeah, he's a good speaker, good mouthpiece in a very positive way.
Very important spokesperson. So Jose, maybe just share a little bit about the Leadership Academy experience you had. You know, what did you learn, and what was the experience like overall?
Habla poquito de la experiencia de.
Yo de la academia, en primer lugar, cuando me dio la noticia Jim, que me dijo, me mandó un email primero y miré, y pues no me lo podía creer, porque siendo un campesino, que quizás nadie a veces se fija en uno cómo anda trabajando, pero mira que alguien está mirando atrás de uno las cosas que hace. Y cuando me dio la noticia, pues me dio mucho gusto. Después, ya cuando conocí a Clarisa, pues ya cuando me fui como.
When Jim first told me about the academy, I looked and saw what it was about, and I was surprised that they, you know, wanted me to be involved. And then I'm shortening it a little bit. Mm. He met Carissa, and.
Sí, sí, entonces empecé a conocer todo esto y empecé a mirar que era una oportunidad para mí para crecer como más líder, pero sin fijarme en otras cosas, sino no enfocarme como en ser más que nadie, sino ser igual.
He saw it as an opportunity to become a better leader and to not to focus on what he has accomplished, but just to become a better leader.
Y lo que he aprendido también como de otras compañías, cómo trabajan diferente a nosotros o trabajamos casi similar.
Pero and I've learned from knowing other people from other companies how they work, and some things are similar and some are different.
Y más o menos vamos haciendo como una familia. Ahorita yo tengo mucho contacto con Fabián y con otros compañeros y vamos haciendo como un equipo, una familia que nos vamos uniendo poco a poco.
More or less, we have, all of us from the academy, have become a family and a group that works together, and I'm in contact with them.
Y lo que yo he aprendido, sé del trabajo del campo, de todo esto, pero a veces como no tiene uno mucha información, como las clases que nos dan ellos, como de salud, de economía, de abrir una cuenta de banco, quizás muchos sí lo sabemos, pero mucha gente que trabaja en el campo muchas veces no tiene esta información. Y como esta información,
we've learned a lot about finances and about bank accounts and things that we and other people in the field don't have the opportunity to learn.
Y a veces es lo que lleva a uno, que tenemos muchas oportunidades, están las puertas abiertas, nada más que a veces no sabemos dónde están las ayudas o los contactos.
We know that there's a lot of help out there and the doors are open, but we don't always know that.
Y la academia nos da muchas llaves para abrir puertas.
And the academy gives us a lot of keys to open up those doors.
That's great. And you got to go to Washington, D.C.
También fuiste a Washington, D.C.
with Mr. Jim Pratt over
that
here.
Was fun. That was fun.
So we're going to have to take a break in about a minute, but maybe just set up, maybe Jim, sort of the trip to D.C. quickly, and then we'll hear about it.
That was a big surprise for everybody. I guess I can
Me
mention.
Too.
Yeah, well, Alaska Airlines stepped
yes.
up. That was fun. Congressman Thompson helped organize that. And Carissa and your staff, let's not be shy, you put a lot of muscle into that, and which was a great trip for all the graduates to go to D.C., see the federal process, do some sightseeing. We met with Congressman Thompson. We met with a number of congresspeople at the Wine Caucus and just see the government action in work. And the congresspeople were more anxious to see our crew than we were them. They were very grateful we were there.
All right. Well, we're going to hear more about the trip to D.C. when we come back from our break.
We're back on the good stuff, and we were talking about the Leadership Academy and the trip to Washington, D.C., and we got, Jim, your perspective on it, but we'd love to hear from Jose a little bit about what he experienced in Washington, D.C.
¿Qué experiencia tuviste en Washington, D.C.?
Fue la mejor experiencia de mi vida, que nunca lo sueña uno de ir a tal lugar, y menos como a la Casa Blanca.
Que es It was the best experience of my life so far, something that you... never thought he would experience going to Washington, D.C.
Y más que nada estar en la oficina de congresista Thompson y estrechar la mano de Nancy Pelosi. Creo que no cualquiera lo logra o lo tiene.
It was very exciting to be with Congressman Thompson and to meet Nancy Pelosi and be in their offices and just never thought he would experience something like that.
Y pues también como gracias a Clarissa que nos dio la oportunidad y a Alaska, que creo que también
Thank
fue el
you
que hizo
Carissa,
mucho.
Carissa, who gave us that opportunity, and to Alaska Air.
Y realmente nos trataron como una familia y fue algo, no sé, inesperado.
They treated us like family and it was just something that you never thought you would experience.
La más experiencia más grande que yo siempre he admirado a Martin Luther King.
The biggest experience that he had was when he saw Martin Luther King.
Sí, cuando estuve allí en su estatua fue como algo como que me cimbró. No sé.
¿Qué te
hizo? Me estremeció. Como shake me.
Oh, me hizo, it made me shake with excitement.
Yeah, which is one of the newer monuments in D.C. is the Martin Luther King
Es uno de los más nuevos.
Sí, también pues fue la experiencia también de conocer toda la Casa Blanca, caminar por los túneles que creo que tuvimos la oportunidad.
To go to the White House and to walk through the tunnels.
The Capitol,
Y fuimos más que nada, no fuimos como trabajadores, nos trataron como una familia, fuimos una familia.
We didn't go as if we were field workers, we went as a family.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite parts, Jose, was watching you and the other Leadership Academy members share your wine that you grew the grapes for, and just the pride I think all of you had, the pride we all had in that you who farmed the grapes were there showcasing the wines. And so that was my favorite part.
Uno de sus partes favoritos fue cuando trajeron el vino. Todos la probaron y fue vino que ustedes crecieron la uva y hicieron todo.
Sí, también para mí especialmente fue una sorpresa porque miré varios wine que produce aquí Jim o nosotros farming, lo hacemos.
I was surprised too because we saw a lot of wines there that we had a hand in producing.
We might have shipped those in advance, just saying.
Sí, y esto fue algo maravilloso porque no esperaba que fuera tanta gente, tanto congresista, y al final fue mucha gente, fue algo impresionante.
It was very marvelous and very, I was very impressed by all the people that were there tasting our wines. Mm-hmm.
Y para mí como campesino fue un orgullo representar al condado de Sonoma, el mejor wine del mundo para mí.
Yeah, it was wonderful to experience that and to show our wines that mm-hmm. we grew in Sonoma County.
And I'm pretty sure you all said it was the best wine in the world. So as you yeah. should.
They tell the truth.
and Jim, it was really great. We invite the employers to join us. You all financially support the employees, you and your counterparts, to go to D.C. to be on this trip. We do some fundraising. Alaska Airlines donates the tickets. Congressman Thompson's office and all his amazing team help us plan it. But we invite the employers to come, too, because it's an experience. Not everyone gets to go, but you got to share that moment together. Maybe we just have about 1 minute before the break. Just share kind of what that was like for you.
Yeah, it was really nice to see the networking. And it actually was gone to another level because the part that you orchestrated where we got to go to the California Capitol mm-hmm. and visit
Secretary Ross
yeah. right, was great, and we're certainly expecting Governor Newsom to be there this next time.
Right.
Yeah, so since he's not running for president, he'll come help us. So we look forward to that. But that was a great experience. But then to take it from the state level to the federal level, which yeah. was a big surprise.
And right.
You did
it was
a really
surprise.
Good job on that.
Surprise even to me.
But it yeah. worked brilliantly. And again, the Congress people that were there were so happy to have us. And they weren't happy to see the growers that were there. That's fine. We give them an earful all the time. But to see the crew there, and yeah. as Carissa pointed out, the guys would grab a bottle of wine and say, hey, I want you to taste this. And all these congressmen are from all over the country are saying, oh, sure, I'm happy to do this. And yeah. we had to end the party because we had to go to dinner, but they didn't want to leave. Nobody wanted to leave. So it was really gratifying to see everybody so happy networking and being a part of what we feel is just the best part of our business is sharing our wine, and everybody was a part of it.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take one last break, and maybe we'll keep everyone on for their Good Stuff wines.
We're here to wrap things up on the Good Stuff this week with our guest from Cornerstone Certified Vineyard, and we're going to mix it up a little bit and choose Good Stuff wines, all grown by Jose.
As we should, because that's really good stuff.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. And so you go first.
I'm going to go first. So I love Rhone white wines, and I think Imagery does an incredible Viognier. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing, and I know Jose likes that wine too. So yeah. What about you, Jim?
I'm going to go with Tumi, Russian River Valley Pinot Noir, one of my favorites. We farm a lot of vineyard for them. We sell them a lot of fruit, and their wine is outstanding. So Tumi, Russian River Valley Pinot Noir.
Well, now nice. I want to go back and redo my Imagery. It's amazing and outstanding. And okay, just kidding. Yeah, go, Jose.
Yeah, for me this weekend, I'm drinking the Sagebury, Sexton Road, Jim Pratt property.
Yep.
Yes, I like that. Yeah.
Pinot, right?
Yes, Pinot Noir.
Yeah, Pinot Noir.
I like that.
Excellent.
Right?
Susan, what do you got?
I have Martin Ray Rosé.
As you should. Delicious. And bring it home, Virginie.
All right. Well, I'm with Jose. I'm gonna choose a Pinot Noir, and I'm going with Inman Pratt Vine Hill 2021. So, yeah, so many to choose from. How many clients do you have in all?
20.
Okay.
20
nice.
Different
all
clients,
right.
So
yeah.
We could do a lot of Tuesdays
we
here.
Ran the table we'll pretty
be
well
back.
There.
We'll yeah. be back for another round of Tuesdays. If you want to learn more about the Leadership Academy and all the great programs of the foundation, visit us at scggf.org. Great show. Jose, just thank you. You've been an incredible leader in our community. Jim as well.
Thank you, Susan.
We love working
Gracias.
With all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank
Gracias.
You so much. From Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.
Ah, sure.